Again, as we always talk about here on the AI Marketing Navigator, transparency is of the utmost importance. You should always tell the consumer, the user, your customer, the listener, or viewer that AI is in fact being used. And even if it is a clone or an avatar of yourself, you can say, hey, this is an avatar version of me, just to give you the most lifelike customer experience that we can offer, so on and so forth. It's not very difficult. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with our episode on Hey, the AI video generation tool that we talked about for a little bit yesterday when we mentioned their podcast feature. First of all, I have an apology to make. I completely spaced and forgot to tag the end of the video with our generated podcast video. So I did that today for sure. Stick around to the end to see yesterday's little generated podcast. And we're also going to demo a avatar that I generated with HeyGen as well. So make sure to hang out and check that out in a little bit too. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. HeyGen goes back a little bit longer than a lot of the AI tools that we've talked about in the last 200 plus episode. It started in 2020. It was founded in China, actually, Shenzhen, by Joshua Wu and Wayne Liang. My apologies, as always, for mispronunciations, but the tool has undergone significant transformation since its inception. It was originally actually known as Surreal, and now it's been rebranded as HeyGen. The two founders actually met at school at university in Shanghai, and then also studied at Carnegie Mellon. Wu worked at Snap, and Liang worked at Shmuel and ByteDance. I'm not sure about the one, but ByteDance is the owner or the creator of TikTok, and Snap is certainly no small name in the tech universe itself. So definitely some heavy hitters in tech. In 2022, the company relocated to Los Angeles, and then in 2023, they rebranded, as I mentioned, to HeyGen. Okay, now that you know a little bit about the background of the company, let's go ahead and dive right into their core features. They basically cover three domains. Avatar creation is their claim to fame and definitely kind of their core feature, but they also have AI voice technology. That's a pretty key part of generating an avatar, and then some tools to help you create videos very quickly and very seamlessly. So we're going to talk about all that. And I would say they're probably, like I said, most well-known right now for their avatar creation tool. They have over 300 AI avatars that you can use to create your videos, and you can even give them a clone of your voice. And these avatars cover a variety of different ethnicities, ages, styles, personalities. You can also do custom avatar creation. It only takes about 3 minutes to generate. And that's what we did today for our avatar that I'm going to show you here shortly. And these avatars are going to give you studio quality results with 4K resolution. Even more impressive, you can generate an avatar of your own using some video that you submit. Again, as we always talk about here on the AI Marketing Navigator, transparency is of the utmost importance. You should always tell the consumer, the user, your customer, the listener, or viewer that AI is in fact being used. And even if it is a clone or an avatar of yourself, you can say, hey, this is an avatar version of me, just to give you the most lifelike customer experience that we can offer, so on and so forth. It's not very difficult. And you're going to get a very similar set of features and capabilities for their voice technology. Again, obviously the voice is a big part of that avatar that you're going to be generating. So your AI voices are going to go across 300 different avatars and personalities. So 300 different AI voices and 40 plus different languages as well. So multilingual. And this is a huge use case for HeyGen. And this one is one that I picked up from Neil Patel at the marketing school, although it's not anything mind-blowing. But if you are a global brand or a global marketer like Neil, then being able to record one video and crank out a cloned version in 40 different languages is a huge content power-up for sure. In addition to that, you're going to have the voice cloning ability that we kind of mentioned earlier with the cloned avatars. And a big differentiator and a game changer in that voice cloning is the natural lip syncing technology. So if you are converting into these multiple languages, there should be less, if any, unnatural lip movement as there would be if it were just dubbed poorly or something like that. And as you'll see in the demo or the example video or avatar that I created, it does do a pretty good job. Now, I will kind of throw out a disclaimer. I threw this one together pretty quickly, and it's kind of a learning curve putting them together and getting the voice and the mannerisms right. And I would also do a little bit more work to get the voice closer to. So all of that being said, just keep that in mind when we're checking out the very quick demo of the avatar. And I'm quite confident that something a little bit more energetic and closer to the source material, being me, that is, could be created with some more time and some tinkering. And another big differentiator with HeyGen is the ease and seamlessness with which you can create your videos with your avatars. They have a ton of different integrations, whether it's HubSpot, and every time you create a blog post, it gets transformed into a video. And same with just entering text into the tool and having that be converted into a video as well. One of the most amazing integrations that I saw was Clay. And if anybody has listened to the show before, then you know that I am a big fan of Clay. And an amazing use case here would be to have Clay populate a script for a custom HeyGen avatar video for each individual contact. And I think, again, I definitely need to incorporate that into my outreach for sure. It sounds so amazing. So you can integrate HeyGen videos directly into your outreach campaigns with Clay or into your presentations with integrations into Canva or PowerPoint as well. You also have the ability to customize your background, and there's even some editing features as well that are going to allow you to do multi-scene editing with your generated videos, just to sharpen them up and make sure they play exactly how you want them to for your viewers. Okay, now before we get into our little demos, let's talk a little bit about the pricing that HeyGen offers. They do have multiple subscription tiers, of course. They have a free plan, so we got to love that. The freemium offering from any company, especially an AI one. You get 3 videos per month, up to 3 minutes each under that free plan. Then there is a creator plan, which is the next tier up, $29 per month. You get videos up to 5 minutes, and it doesn't appear that there is a limit there to those videos. And then the team plan at $89 per month gets you videos up to 60 minutes with 4K exports. So you can do long form video with high quality. But if you do want to do above 5 minutes, you're going to have to go team. So if you want to do long form with HeyGen, then you're going to have to come out of pocket a little bit for that, which seems fair enough to generate the long form content. And then there is an enterprise plan as well. You have to reach out to sales to arrange for custom pricing. And this is just such a huge tool for us as marketers, guys. Creating video content and content creation are going to be not only the marketing capital of the future, but the actual capital of the future as we move into this AI generation age. So if you are creating video content, definitely think about experimenting with HeyGen or Synthesia or 11 Labs to create some cloned or AI supplemental content. I would highly recommend HeyGen. I think it's a super cool tool. If you are not creating long-form content and you run into barriers, whether it's with time or maybe you just don't want to get on camera, then you should definitely consider a tool like HeyGen and an AI avatar to be the face for your brand and the voice for your brand. That way you can hop into the content creation business right away. And you know, the best day to do that was 100% yesterday. Okay, I think we've got the gist about the HeyGen tool. Let's go ahead and take a look at this test avatar video that I generated. So I'm going to go ahead and throw that in here right now.
Okay, navigators, we are back today with our episode on HeyGen, the AI video generation tool that we talked about at some length yesterday when we mentioned their podcast feature. First of all, I have an apology to make. I completely spaced and forgot to tag the end of the video with our generated podcast, so I did that today for sure. So stick around to the end to see yesterday's little generated podcast. We're also going to demo a few of the other features on HeyGen as well. So make sure to hang out and check that out. Okay, let's go ahead and get into it.
Okay, so there you go. Now, that took me about 15 minutes to throw together. I just did a little recording, just totally free-formed it, and did my best to keep eye contact and stuff like that. And you can hear it's a little monotone and it didn't really nail the voice as much as I would have liked. Now, you can bring over voices from other third-party voice generators like 11 Labs, for instance, which I do have a cloned voice in 11 Labs. So maybe for the next avatar I create, I will try and bring over that cloned voice, which I think is a little bit closer. Anyway, but again, that was just a very quick and dirty test avatar that was created. So I'm going to definitely try a few more times. And I'm confident, and I know that I think we can get something a little bit closer and something that I would feel better using in some AI created or AI generated content in the future. Okay, that does it for today's episode. Now, definitely stick around after the credits here to check out that podcast interview video that I created after yesterday's episode. Sorry again about leaving you guys hanging on that one yesterday. But if you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me. Cut here. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, cut here. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.